The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The yearly amount that we spend on international protection accommodation has crossed the 1 billion euro threshold for the first time. These are figures that Padraig Tobin obtained from Minister Norma Foley. Padraig Tobin, of course, leader of AIM2 TD for Westmeath, or rather Meath West, I should say. And he is with us this morning. Padraig, the increase that has been detailed to bring us across the 1 billion euro threshold, is it a function of the number of people that are seeking accommodation, or is it a function of an increase in the cost of that accommodation?
It's both. So we have seen a significant increase in the number of people seeking accommodation in the country. In 2021, the number of people in the IPASS system was 7,000. Today, it's 32,000. So we have seen a big jump in the number of applicants within the process. But we've also seen a big increase in the actual cost per night, per individual as well. So in total, the increase of the cost to the state has been 54% in 1 year, which is eye-watering. And it means if we continue on this trend, we're talking about a significant budget in terms of this. But the actual per night rate has actually increased 47% just in 2 years, which is an enormous rate of inflation, even when you compare the fact that accommodation and the cost of living has increased in those 2 years. So, you know, in both those aspects, the government is paying significantly more than it was a couple of years ago. And, you know, there's also a small number of accommodation providers in the country becoming very wealthy in terms of this particular process.
Now, I'm sure that in response to that, what the government will say is that that is a sort of a necessary interregnum as we dealt with the influx, and that more and more purpose-built accommodation or purpose-designed accommodation will come online, which will alleviate the sort of pressures on hotels, will alleviate people being able to make significant monies off international accommodation, and will reduce the costs. Is there truth in that?
Yeah, so like the government has promised that they look to change the system to a state provision system. But as you know, Anton, unfortunately, most of the government's plans have a glacial speed in this country. 2 years ago, I put in a parliamentary question and we found that there was 30 buildings bought by the minister for this purpose. As of today, we only know of one of those buildings that are actually in use for the purpose of providing accommodation in terms of IPASS. So in the same way that all our infrastructure is grinding to a halt in terms of delivery, it's the same in this case. So I have no great confidence that we'll be flipping fast to a new system anytime soon. The other aspect to this, I think, is there is a big cost tied up with the fact that we're very slow in processing applicants. So it's still, on average, about 2 years for applicants to go through the first application and the appeal if they fail. And many of those applicants will then go to court in terms of appeal as well. We know that about a quarter of applicants will ultimately fail in their application. So it's fair enough to deduce there that we're actually providing accommodation for well over 2 years for thousands of people who are actually going to fail the system anyways.
Okay,
so
well,
we need to get...
Accepting that speeding that up would lessen that number, the other two numbers, though, the overall rising cost per night of accommodation and the rising numbers of people seeking that accommodation, what, if anything, briefly, do you see as the solution to that?
Yeah, I do think that Ireland has sent out a message internationally that the government has been lackadaisical in terms of processing applicants. So, for example, we know that, you know, 2 years ago, 5,000 people came through Dublin Airport without any travel documents. We also know that the vast majority, 85% of people who fail the system and receive a deportation order are not actually deported. So I think Ireland has got a name internationally of a place where you can go. It'll take a long period of time for your application to be processed. And even if you fail, you're probably likely to be allowed to stay in the country anyways. So I think if we have a much stricter, more efficient system, whereby we do provide support to those who actually need it,
okay,
but we make sure that, you know, we're strict in terms of don't need it.
Indeed.
I think that would send out a message internationally, which could lower figures as well. And that's happening in other countries where they have become stricter,
okay,
and therefore the numbers seeking application have fallen.
Padraig Tobin, thank you very much. That is Padraig Tobin, leader of AIM2.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.